the Beyonder POV. 3 months later. Finally, after 3 Earth months of wait, the one above all was focused on something else, fighting the inner struggle of his alter ego one below all. Meaning, I was free to do as I pleased. Free to set the stage for the games that were about to unfold. The Beyonder games. I already had everything I needed. The freedom to act, and my champions. Created by my own power. Reinhardt. Solomon. The Spartan. Dorothy. And their leader, Morpheus. My champions, against Alex and his team. This will be so fun. I grinned. Now all that was left to do was creating the stage, the grand terrain where this battle, this test, this tournament would be played. Easy enough. With the one above all otherwise occupied with his inner yearly fight, well, I was free to do as I pleased. Meaning that setting the stage was but a simple task. I would create a world, a dimension for this event. Time to start the games, I laughed, wondering if Alex and his team would pass this test, or perish trying. The possibilities were endless. Alex Walker POV. The moment I invited Sif, Bucky, and the Ancient One to my party, I discovered something. Each person gave the entire group a 25% EXP boost. Needless to say, at the time, I was elated to see this. From an extra 25% of EXP to 100%, it was a big jump. Especially considering the boost, boosted all EXP, including the one the golems were farming for me. With that thought in mind, I decided to leave the party forever on, after modifying some settings, to avoid party members annoying each other. Anyway. Since then, I had leveled up quite a few times. Nearing the gap between me and the most immediate threat, Thanos, more and more. Heck, if things continued like they were going, with my leveling group and I, doing daily dungeons and such, I was sure to reach Thanos level in less than a year. Of course, for that to happen, I had first to level up my other companions. Because while it was true I was leveling up quite fast, well, I was doing lower level dungeons, because Sif and Bucky limited the options we had. But I was certain that in no time, I would help them close that gap, opening more challenging dungeons. Party. Alex Walker, LV321. Thoreau Dinson, LV318. The Ancient One, LV251. Sif, LV189. Bucky, LV177. Maybe doing some low-level raids would provide more EXP and help them close that gap. Brother. Thor called, snapping me out of my long reverie. Yes. I asked, turning to look at him, wondering what he wanted. I'm ready to kill more monsters. Thor grinned. Of course, he wanted that. He had a one-track mind. I'm down, Bucky said, walking into my room. Like Thor said, killing monsters is therapeutic. All right, I nodded. Let me talk with Sif and the Ancient One first. Huzzah. Thor grinned, skipping out of my room like a little girl on the flower camp. Was that perturbing, or was it just me? Bucky muttered. It was, I nodded. Good, Bucky nodded. After lunch, I used the party communication system to inform the Ancient One of our plans, to which she agreed immediately. These last months, I had come to learn, the Ancient One had a rather adventurous spirit, that mixed with her scholar-like attitude, she was fascinated with my power, and how it created pocket dimensions, stable ones, so much, that she never missed a dungeon, ever. So, more monsters to kill? Sif asked with a battle-thirsty grin. Stronger ones, I nodded, we are doing a low-level raid, which is like a dungeon, but one that went to the gym and got jacked. Seeing that rather simplistic analogy, I think it's safe to assume this raid you speak of is considerably more difficult than the ones we have been doing so far, the Ancient One added. By a lot, I nodded, dungeons are made for one person, raids require groups, I sighed at my elaboration. I see, the Ancient One mused with a smile, I can't wait to see how this dimension differs from the rest we have seen so far. And you were keeping those hidden. Brother, how could you? Thor gasped, there was a challenge in front of us. And you didn't tell me. The nerve. I first wanted to increase our overall strength as a team, I rolled my eyes at him. In other words, the rest of us would have died if we tried one, right? Bucky sighed, catching on. Yes, beyond me, Thor and the Ancient One, I was not sure the rest was ready for a raid, I nodded, raids have mechanics, and other things that require each member to be able to survive on its own. Dungeons are more linear. You kill monsters and proceed. Here it's different. Are we ready now? Sif asked, looking around. Yes, I nodded. I had, after all, picked a raid that benefited Sif and Bucky most of all. Then let's us embark on this brotherly journey. Thor declared, grinning from cheek to cheek. Brotherly. The Ancient One muttered, raising an eyebrow. Thor, there are two females in the group, Sif sighed, rolling her eyes. And? Brotherhood goes beyond gender. Thor replied with an impossibly large smile. Please, let's just go do the raid, before I get an aneurysm out of sheer stupidity, Bucky sighed, rolling his eyes. Wow, Bucky, didn't think you were that stupid, Thor replied with an innocent look. Ugh, Bucky muttered, at a loss for words. I laughed at the unexpected Dragon Ball abridged reference. That was an unexpected comeback from the God of Thunder, one I'm glad I happened to witness. Enough banter, children, we have things to do, the Ancient One chuckled. Indeed we have, I nodded, opening the door to the raid, eager to start.